对一些人来讲，
For some people,
基督教的一些信仰是很令他喜爱的。
Some of the faith of a Christian is pleasing to them.
但同样的，有一些信仰对他们来讲是很讨厌的，跟冒犯人的。
But similarly, some of the Christian faith are offensive to them.
而最冒犯人的，常常是他们的创办人以及他极不寻常的主张。
The most offensive is the creator.And also their extraordinary claims.
因此耶稣的一些主张常不被提起。
Therefore, some of the claims by Jesus are not mentioned.
也不敢英文说 take it on face value, 照着字面上去接受它。
So they don't even dare to take it by the face value.
当一个人这样做的时候，
But when they do that,
他是讲耶稣表示成一位可爱中农人的老人。
So in their mind, they think Jesus is a lovely and doting old man.
但迟早耶稣的主张会被人发现。
But sooner or later, Jesus' claim shall be discovered.
那是讨厌就来了。
At that time, they won't like it.
你如果讲拿撒人耶稣，
If you talk about Jesus Nazareth,
其他独特的主张
and his unique claim.
如果你把它取消
if you cancel it,
你用另外耶稣来代替
you substitute it with another Jesus,
基督教的信仰会更受人欢迎
at that time, most people will welcome Christianity.
但如果你肯讲真正的耶稣
but if you are dare to say the true Jesus,
有件事情是不可避免的。
There's one thing you cannot avoid.
有人将被冒犯。
Some people will be offended.
今天所读的圣经节。
The verse we just read today.
可能是耶稣的谈话当中最独特的，但是也是最冒犯人的一句话。
Could one of the most unique and yet most offensive.Among Jesus' conversations.
但如果他讲的话是真的，
But if what he said is true,
我们相信他的人相信他讲的话是真的，
Those who we believe in him and believe what he said is true.
那这句话可以独特，
And this what he said can be unique.
但是不会令人讨厌，
But won't be offensive.
因为是我们所需要，
Because it's what we need.
我们反而因为他讲这句话而赞美感谢他。
We actually would thank him and praise him for saying so.
为什么我这么说？
Why do I say that?
因为当亚当在犯罪之前，
Because before Adam sinned,
他神之间有三种很特别的关系。
He has three unique relationships with God.
首先他神之间有来往。
First,There was communication between him and God.
中间没有隔绝。
There's no insulation, isolation from.
第二个，他认识神。
The second, he knows God.
他也知道神所讲的真理。
He knows the truth of God.
第三个。
The third.
他有生命。
He has life.
圣经说他成了有灵的活人。
So the Bible says he became a spiritual man.
但是亚当不肯顺服神。
But Adam was.Unwilling to be submissive to him.
他要独立。
He wanted to be independent.
他要自己做主张。
He made his own mind.
他堕落。
He did fall.
他犯罪。
And commit sin.
他失去了这个特权。
He lost his privilege.
首先，他不再跟神之间有来往。
Not only there's no communication with God.
他自己要藏起来。
He had to hide himself.
他与神隔绝。
So he is isolated from God.
第二
The second,
他不再认识真理了
He no longer knows truth.
他接受了撒旦的谎言
He accepts lie from Satan.
他就跌进了这个错误跟虚妄之中
So he fell into the mistakes and the vain.
第三
And third,
他不再有生命
He no longer has life.
死亡开始了
So death started.
这是亚当犯罪后的情况
This is the situation after Adam's sin.
这也是我们每一个不信主之人之前的情况。
This is also for all of us before we were believers.
我们与神隔绝。
We were isolated from God.
我们不知道真理。
We did not know truth.
我们注定要死。
We were destined to death, to die.
耶稣今天在第六节讲的这句话。
So here, what Jesus said in verse 6.
是神对我们问题的解答。
It's the God's answer to our problem.
也是针对我们的需要而说的。
It's said to us what we needed.
让我们不再和神隔离了。
So we no longer be isolated from God.
让我们有一条去神的道路。
So there is a path we can go to God.
让我们不再无知或错误了。
So we will no longer be mistaken and ignorant.
可以认识那永不改变的真理。
So we can know that never changing truth.
最后我们不再死亡。
There, lastly, we will die.
我们有属灵的生命。
We have spiritual life.
就是我今天身体死掉。
Even though my body may die today.
有一天我要复活。
But one day I will resurrect.
所以今天这段经文。
That's why this passage today
其实是好消息
It's a good news
其实是个福音
It's a gospel
其实是神为你我所准备的
It's God prepared for you and me
我们今天从三方面来看
We can look at this from three aspects
第一点
The first
耶稣的陈述
It's Jesus' statement
这是第四节到第五节
This is from verse 4 to verse 5
我们要了解耶稣的陈述我们需要回到第十一章
If we want to understand Jesus' statement we have to go back to chapter 11
十一章三十六节
chapter 11 verse 36
西门彼得问耶稣说主往哪里去耶稣回答说我所去的地方你现在不能跟我去后来却要跟我去耶稣先回答他第一个问题。
So Jesus first answered his first question.
37节。
Verse 37.
彼得又继续问。
Peter continued to ask.
主啊我为什么现在不能跟你去彼得问了两个问题。
Peter asked two questions.
这两个问题也是当时七位门徒心中想问的。
And this other question all the other disciples wanted to ask.
只是没有讲出来而已。
But they didn't speak up.
耶稣了解他们心里的思想。
Jesus understands what they're thinking.
所以耶稣就回答他们。
So Jesus answered them.
耶稣的答案开始在14章第一节到第三节。
So Jesus' answer started with verse 1 in chapter 14.
你们心里不要忧愁。你们信神也当信我在我父的家里有许多住处若是没有我就早已告诉你们了我去原是为你们预备地方去我若去为你们预备的地方就必再来接你们到我那里去我在哪里叫你们也在哪里耶稣回答他们的问题
Jesus answered their question.
然后耶稣继续说第四节。
Then Jesus continues to speak in verse 4.
我往哪里去你们知道因为我是要回到天父那里。
You know the way the place where I'm going because I'm returning to our heavenly father.
然后说那条路你们也知道因为你们将要借着我到天父那里。
But you know that way because you are going to go to the father through me.
耶稣再一次很简单的很清楚的重复他的教导
So once again Jesus simply repeated his teaching
但是多马有问题
But Thomas has questions
第五节
Verse 5
多马对他说主啊我们不知道你往哪里去怎么知道那条路呢多马提的问题问题本身是蛮合乎逻辑的
WellThomas's question is pretty logical.
这个问题本身我们听起来很合理。
If you ask a question, it seems to be reasonable.
如果我不知道你要去哪一个目的地，我怎么知道你要走哪一条路
？If I don't know your destination, how do I know which way you're going to go?
我不晓得你是要去杜鲁斯，还要是要去阿里格桑德里亚，我当然不晓得你走哪一条路。
I don't know whether you're going to go to Duluth or you're going to Alexandria. So how do I know which way you're going to go?
耶稣讲的话对多马
And Jesus spoke to Thomas.
这是一个理性的主义的多马
This is a rational tongue.
这是个唯物主义的罗马。
It's kind of a material orient.
他听了以后就模糊不清了。
So he was still confused.
他也不觉得耶稣讲的话不真实啊。
He did not feel Jesus, what he said was untrue.
为什么多马会有这样的反应？
Why did he respond to that?
也有可能你我也有这样的反应。
Could be that you and I have the same reaction.
因为多马一直到这个时候还是在思想地上的事。
Because even at this time, Thomas is only thinking about the world, the things on this world.
他还听到天父的家这个字眼。
When he heard the Heavenly Father's home.
他脑筋里想会不会是在巴勒斯坦哪一个地方。
So he may be thinking, it's some place in Palestine.
那耶稣你要去巴勒斯坦哪一个偏僻的地方。
So where are you going to go in Palestine?
如果你去的话你不是应该准备带些东西吗？
So if you go there, are you going to prepare to bring things with you?
哪条路比较容易走啊？
Which way is easier?
多马思想地上的事。
So Thomas was thinking about worldly things.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们只是思想地上的事，
So brothers and sisters, if we only think things on this world,
我们一个礼拜里面从来没有想过天上的事。
In the whole week, we have never thought about heavenly things.
究竟我是怎么来的？
How did I come from?
有一天我要去哪里？
Where am I going to go one day?
神今天让我留在世界上还没有去世。
God left me here not before I die.
他的目的是什么？
What is his purpose?
我们如果没有机会去思想，
If we haven't time to think about it,
我们没有机会从圣经里面去思想，
We have not had chance to think it through the Bible.
那么圣经一些清楚的明显的教导，
So some of the obvious teachings of the Bible,
我们常常仍然不了解，
We still would not understand.
我们常常仍然像多马一样，
We're still very much like Thomas.
但是多马一个好处，一个特点。
But Thomas has a good thing.
可值得你我学习啊。
Worthwhile of us to learn him from.
当他不明白真理的时候。
When he doesn't understand truth.
他没有假装他明白。
He didn't pretend that he understood.
当他没有信心的时候。
When he did not have faith.
他没有假装他有信心。
He didn't pretend to have a faith.
他给他讲到问题提出来。
He just brought out his question.
他讲他的困难带到耶稣的前面。
He brought his trouble to Jesus.
耶稣给了他答案。
So Jesus gave him an answer.
耶稣解决了他的问题。
So Jesus solved his problem.
我们需要谢谢多马。
We need to thank Thomas.
如果他没有在当天问这个问题。
If he on that day did not ask the question.
耶稣没有机会做出这个独特的宣称。
So Jesus would not have a chance to make that unique claim.
这个伟大的宣告。
This great pronouncement.
在历世历代救了很多人。
Throughout the ages, it has saved many people.
这个伟大的宣告。
This great pronouncement.
历世历代以来，让许多人更认识神。
So throughout the ages, made many people to God.
更坚定他们的信心。
Firm their faith even more.
我们看第二大点。
Let's look at second aspect.
耶稣的宣称。
That's Jesus' claim.
请注意两件事情，这个宣告里面。
So please pay attention to two things in this claim.
第一个。
The first.
在这个道路、真理、生命的前面有一个冠词 article.
So there is an article before the way, the truth, and life.
英文说有 the 这个字啊。
So it's the
换句话说，耶稣是说我不是一个道路。
In another way, Jesus said, "I'm not one of the ways."
一个真理。
One of the truth.
一个生命。
Or one of the life.
耶稣来说，我就是那个道路、那个真理、那个生命。
So he is saying, "I am the way and the life and the truth."
没有第二个。
There's no other.
只有这一个。
Only this one.
第二个我们要注意的事情。
The second we have to pay attention to.
在真理和生命的前面，原文有一个 and 啊，和这个字。
So before the word truth and life, there is the word and.
那么我们一些英文的版本也把它翻出来。
So some of the English translations translated.
所以我们可以说，我就是那个道路和那个真理和 那个生命。
So I am the way and the truth and the life.
这三个都在耶稣的身上。
All the three are on Jesus.
这三个是不能分开的。
These three are inseparable.
这三个总是在一起的。
These three are always together.
我们看第一个。
Let's look at the first one.
我就是那个道路。
I am the way.
什么道路？
What way?
去天父的道路
the way to the Father,
回到天家的道路
to return to heavenly home,
得救的道路
the way of salvation.
请注意耶稣不只是说我可以告诉你怎么去
Please pay attention. Jesus did not just say I can tell you how to get there.
这是所有人造宗教的错误
This is the mistake of all the man-made religions.
所有人造宗教的教主都是说我告诉你怎么去那个好地方。
So all the man-made religion will tell them, I can tell you how to get there to the good place.
但他自己没有去过。
But he never went there himself.
耶稣不只是告诉你怎么去。
Jesus not only tell you how to get there.
他也不只是个讲道。
Not only he's a guide.
哦，我去过那个地方。
I've been there.
我从那个地方来。
I came from there.
所以我可以带你回去。
So I can take you back there.
耶稣更是说我就是那条道路
But Jesus said, I am the way
这个真理在约翰第一章的时候约翰已经讲了
This truth was already spoken in the first chapter by John
我们看约翰福音第一章五十一节
Let's go to John chapter 1 verse 51
约翰福音一章五十一节
John 1:51
又说我实实在在的告诉你们你们将要看见天开了神的使者上去下来在人子身上这边听到说人子是天跟地之间的一条管道
Here it tells you that the Son of Man is one channel between heaven and earth
耶稣讲这句话的时候他想到旧约里面一个故事
When Jesus said this He would think about a story in the Old Testament
当时以色列的先祖雅各
The time of Jacob
他需要离开父亲住的地方
He needed to leave for his father's place
因为他骗了他哥哥以扫
Because he deceived his brother Esau
以扫要追杀他
So Esau was trying to kill him
在逃亡的路上
During his ways to escape,
雅各累了
Jacob became
他休息
He was resting
他做了一个梦
He had a dream
这个梦写得很有意思
This dream was very interesting
那我们打开创世纪二十八章
Let's go to Genesis chapter 28
二十八章第十节
Verse 10
创世纪二十八章
Genesis chapter 28
雅各出了别示巴向哈兰走去到了一个地方因为太阳落了就在那里住宿便拾起那地方的一块石头沉在头上在那里躺卧睡了梦见一个梯子立在地上梯子的头顶着天有神的使者在梯子上上去下来耶和华站在梯子以上耶稣用这个故事做背景
So Jesus used this story to be the background
但他稍微把它改了一下
But he changed it
他说他自己便是那个梯子
So he himself become the ladder
他自己代替了那个梯子
So he substitute the ladder
所以你要去天家吗
So if you want to go to heavenly home
你需要经过这个梯子
You have to go through this ladder
你只有经过耶稣才能去
It means you have to go through Jesus
今天不少人说
So many people would say today
我发现了一条去天堂的路
I discovered a way to heaven
他讲的好像蛮有道理很动心
It seems to be very attractive
但结果是怎么呢
But what happened
他们真的去了吗
Did they really get there
圣经有一句回答
The Bible has the answer to that
我们看一下箴言十四章十二节
Let's go to Proverbs chapter 14
箴言十四章十二节
Verse 12
箴言十四章十二节。
Verse Proverbs 14:4。
我们一起念。
Let's read。
有一条路，人以为正，至终成为死亡之路。这不是个很悲惨的情况吗？
Isn't this a pitiful result?
自己以为是正路。
You thought it was the right way.
到时却是死路一条。
But it leads to death.
早期的基督徒。
The early days, the Christians.
他们很热心的教导人。
They're very willing to teach.
说耶稣就是那唯一的道路。
They say Jesus is the only way.
所以这些信耶稣的人。
So those who believe in Jesus.
都被称为信奉这道的人。
That means they are believing the way.
我们看一次几次圣经节。
Let's read several passages.
使徒行传第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
第二节。
Verse 2.
使徒行传第九章第二节。
Acts 9:2.
这是指扫罗求文书给大马士的各会堂，若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。再看十九章第九节。
Let's go to chapter 19 verse 9.
十九章第九节。
19:9.
后来有些人心里甘愿不信，在众人面前毁谤这道。保罗就离开他们，也叫门徒与他们分离，便在托拿鲁的学房天天辩论。再看二十三节。
Let's read verse 23.
二十三节，那时因为这道起的扰乱不小。使徒行传里面还有很多同样的圣经节。
There are many similar passages in the book of Acts.
他们正面的信奉耶稣讲的话。
So they believe in what Jesus said.
他们传讲耶稣说我就是那个道路。
They teach what Jesus said, I am that way.
所以人家就说这是信奉这道的人。
So they believe, they say that they believe the way.
去天家只有一条路。
There's only one way to heavenly home.
没有第二条路。
There's no other.
不可能有第二条路。
They cannot have another way.
如果我们当中有人还在迟疑。
If someone is still hesitating,
还想等待,
you're still waiting,
请你不要迟疑,
but don't hesitate.
你今天就可以决定,
you can decide today.
我就是要走这条路,
I just want to walk this way.
我才能见到神,
then I can see God.
我们看耶稣的第二个宣称, 我就是真理,
the second, I am the truth.
亚当犯罪以后,
after Adam sinned,
那他相信撒旦的谎言,
because he believed in the lies of Satan.
人开始在暗中摸索。
Therefore, man started searching in the dark.
人开始在愚昧跟错误当中摸索。
So man started searching in ignorance and mistake.
需要摸到真理。
So they want to search for truth.
但情况很可怜。
But it was a very pitiful situation.
圣经形容人自己摸索的情形。
The Bible.Describe how men search themselves.
我们看箴言第四章十九节。
Let's go back to Proverbs chapter 4.
箴言四章十九节。
4:19.
恶人的道好像幽暗，自己不知因什么跌倒，或者说恶人的道幽暗。
I would say the wicked way is darkness.
既然你在幽暗当中，你摸不到东西的。
So in darkness, you cannot find anything.
你没有找到，没有办法摸到真理。
You cannot search for truth.
你自己跌倒都不晓得。
You don't even know when you stumble.
如果有人说我摸到真理。
If someone says I touch truth.
哦，那他自己想出来的。
That's what he invented.
如果神不告诉他。
If God doesn't tell him.
他只是摸到自己想出来的真理。
He can only find what he thought of.
难怪当比拉多审问耶稣的时候。
That's why when Pilate was judged.
他问了一句人常常问的问题。
He asked, many people would ask.
真理是什么?
What is truth?
真理就在耶稣的身上。
The truth is on Jesus.
他将神启示给我们。
He revealed us about God.
神一切的真理，神是一切真理的源头。
God is the source of all truth.
离开基督，离开神，没有真理。
Apart from God, apart from Jesus, there's no truth.
都是歪理。
They were all mistaken truth.
当有任何事情和神抵触的时候
，So anything that is against God.
不是真理。
It's not true.
只是歪理。
It's the only evil one.
让我举个比方。
Let me give an example.
我们常常听到有弟兄姐妹说
，Brother and sister often would say,
江山易改，本性难移。
It's easier to change the geography, but our habits are hard to change.
我们以为那是真理。
We think that was true.
那个对一个不信主的人可能是真理。
For unbeliever, it may be true.
但如果你有神的话
，But if you have God,
那个不再是真理
，It will no longer be true.
那个是歪理了
，So that would be wrong.
为什么我这么说
？Why would I say that?
我们看哥林多后书
，Let's go to 2 Corinthians.
第五章十七节
，Chapter 5, verse 17.
哥林多后书五章十七节
Second Corinthians 5:17
若有人在基督里他就是新造的人旧事已过都变成新的人如果你有神
If you have God
你是一个新造的人
You are a new creation
你有神新的生命
You have a new life from God
你没有什么恶习习惯不能改变
There's no bad habit cannot be changed
下次如果你的先生或太太对你讲这句话
If next time your husband or your wife tell you that
你要告诉他
You tell him
你是在讲歪理不是在讲真理
What you said is not truth
你只在给自己造借口不肯改变
You're only giving yourself an excuse not willing to change
因为在基督里都是新造的人
Because in Christ we are new man
你说我怎么样可以认识这个真理
You ask how can I know this truth
认识需要借着认识基督
You need to know Jesus
你说我耶稣今天已经不在世界上
Is Jesus no longer in this world?
我怎么还可以认识他呢
How can I get to know him?
那我们先看一段经文我再回答
But let's read the passage before I answer you
我们看约翰福音一章十四节
Let's go to John chapter 1 verse 14
约翰福音一章十四节
John 1
道成了肉身住在我们中间充充满满的有恩典有真理道成肉身我们的找耶稣
The word became flesh We know that's Jesus
他本来是神
He was God
他取了人的样式
He took the human image
但道这个希腊 Logos
So the word is a Greek word.
它原来的意思
The original meaning
是说文字
It means word
一个念头
And thought
或者是个观念
Or its idea
或者一种表示表达
Or a way to express
所以约翰用道这个字
So John used the word
他引出一个很重要与关于神的观念
So he introduced a very important concept about God.
就是启示。
It's revelation.
神需要讲他自己先启示给我们。
God needs to reveal himself first to us.
我们才能够认识他。
Then we can know him.
神如果不讲他自己先告诉我们。
If God does not tell us about himself first.
我们摸来摸了半天暗中摸索还是 不晓得他。
We would be still searching in the dark. We will not know him.
神用他的儿子耶稣基督讲他自己启示给我们。
So God revealed himself through his son Jesus Christ to us.
但神一样的用圣经讲他自己启示给我们。
God also used the Bible to reveal himself to us.
你要了解神。
If you want to know God.
你要了解真理。
You want to know the truth.
你需要了解圣经。
You need to understand the Bible.
神就用这本圣经。
So God used this Bible.
他用黑纸白字，白纸黑字的书。
So he used the black words printed on white paper.
他用其他的方法。
And other ways.
他不用电视。
He doesn't use television.
不用戏剧。
Doesn't use drama.
不用影片。
Doesn't use movie.
不用音乐。
Does not use music.
他讲他自己启示出来。
He revealed himself.
如果神是一切真理的源头。
So if God is.The source of all truth.
任何和他抵触的 地方都不是真理。
Anything that's against him is no longer true.
而神又用他自己的话语借着圣经对我们讲话。
And God uses his words in the Bible to speak to us.
那圣经便是真理的。
Then the Bible is truth.
你想认识这个真理吗？
Do you want to know the truth?
唯一的方法。
The only way.
就是借着圣经
It's through the Bible.
我们看一句圣经节
Let's read a passage
提摩太后书
2 Timothy
第三章
Chapter 3
第十五节
verse 15
提摩太后书三章十五节
2 Timothy 3:15
并且知道你是从小明白圣经这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧只有信了耶稣以后才有这个智慧才能够明白真理
Only after you believe the believer of Jesus then you have wisdom to understand the truth
耶稣说我就是那个道路
So Jesus I am the way
我就是那个真理
I am the truth
和我就是那个生命
And I am the way and the life
我们看第三小点
That was the third claim
过去一位很爱神的传道人
There was a missionary who is a God loving one
或者 pastor
He's a pastor
他叫做 Arthur Pink 这个Pink 先生
Yes, Mr. Pink
Okay
Arthur
他曾经在英国澳洲美国服侍神
He served the Lord in England, in Australia, and in the United States.
他写了许多有关圣经的注释
He has read many books. It's like a
commentary. 我都很喜欢
Pastor likes very much.
他有一段话对于我是生命他怎么讲
He said something about I am the life.
他这么说
He says this.
基督是死亡的解放者。
Christ is the emancipator from death.
整本圣经都很严肃慎重地见证一个事实。
The whole Bible bears solemn witness to the fact
属血气的人是没有属灵生命。
The natural man is spiritually lifeless.
这个人根据世界的道路在行走
He walks according to the course of this world
他不喜爱有关神的事
He has no love for the things
敬畏神不在他的身上
The fear of God is not upon him
他也不关心神的荣耀
Nor he cares the concern of his glory
自我是他生活跟环境的中心
Self is the center and circumference of his existence.
他对世上的事情是活的。
He is alive to the things of the world.
他对天上的事情是死的。
But is dead to heavenly things.
这位没有基督的人是存在。
The one who is out of Christ exists.
但他没有属灵的生命。
But he has no spiritual life.
然后 Pink 牧师继续说
And Mr. Pink, Pastor Pink continues
当浪子从远方回来的时候
When the prodigal son returns
他父亲怎么对他说
How did his father say to him?
他说这个儿子是我死而复活失而又得的
So this is the son that was dead, now alive, that was lost and now found
同样的
So similarly
基督可以使这样的人活过来
Jesus can make such a person of a fair life.
他答应任何到他前面来寻求他的人
He promised all who come before him search for him
有生命
to have life.
我们看一下约翰五章二十四节
Let's go to John chapter 5, verse 24. verse 22.
约翰5章24节.
John 5:24.
我实实在在的告诉你们, 那听我话, 又信差我来的, 就有永生, 不至于定罪, 是已经出死入生了, 他已经有生命了。
You already have life.
今天你要得到这个生命,
if you want this life today,
就是要接受这个圣经,
you need to receive this Bible.
因为耶稣这么说,
because Jesus said so.
我们看约翰6章63节,
let's go to John 6, verse 63.
6章63节,
John 6, 63.
叫人活着乃是灵, 肉体是无益的, 我对你们所说的话, 就是灵, 就是生命。 耶稣讲的话是圣经的话。
What Jesus says is the word of the Bible.
当你接受圣经, 你有生命。
When you receive Bible, you will have life.
这个教导是蛮重要的。
This is a very important teaching.
因为有很严肃的含义在里面。
Because it has a serious meaning.
你没有办法说,
you cannot say,
我接受耶稣,
I receive Jesus.
但是我不接受圣经里面的教导。
But I would not receive the teachings of the Bible.
或者我不接受圣经里面一些教导。
Or you say, I cannot accept all the teachings.
如果你这样想,
if you think that way,
你只是接受你脑子中所想象的耶稣,
you are only accepting the Jesus in your own mind,
而不是接受圣经里边所说的耶稣,
it's not accepting the Jesus in the Bible.
你已经把耶稣缩小成到一个你肯承认跟肯接受的尺寸。
So you have reduced Jesus to a point that you can accept.
你不接受圣经,
if you don't accept the Bible,
你没有办法接受基督。
You cannot accept Jesus.
耶稣说得好,
Jesus said very well,
我就是道路真理生命。
I am the way, the life, the truth and the life.
这三个里面一个共同点,
there's a common factor,
就是这本圣经,
it's this Bible.
我们需要归回圣经,
we need to return to the Bible.
我们需要唯独圣经,
it's a Bible only.
因为就圣经能够让你明白神。
Because this Bible will make you know the truth.
我们看第三大点,
the third aspect,
耶稣的重复,
Jesus repeat.
这是第六节的后半边,
this is the second half of verse 6.
耶稣要强调他所讲的,
Jesus wants to emphasize what he said.
若不借着我, 没有人能到父那里去, 一定要借着他,
only through him.
没有其他的方法。
There's no other way.
今天许多人认为我可以用人想出来的方法。
Many people think today, I can use the way the man created.
以人为中心的方法。
Man-centered way.
以人本主义的方法。
So use humanity.
让我举出四种代表性的想法。
Let me give you four representatives of this.
都不是借着耶稣基督。
None of them is through Jesus.
第一种,
the first,
借着善行,
through good work,
做好事,
doing things good,
我帮助人,
help people,
我做义工,
to be a volunteer,
我日行一善,
I do good things every day,
认为我如果有足够或足多的善行, 神一定会让我过关。
So if I have enough good deeds, God will let me pass.
2006年6月,
in June 2006,
当时 美国的第二大富翁,
the second richest person in the world,
叫 Warren Buffett.
His name is Warren Buffett.
他的财产是有 440亿美金,
so he has his about $40 billion of worth.
这个对我来讲是个天文数字。
So this is a meaningless number.
他宣布说他要讲他的 85% 奉献出来,
he wants to donate 85% of his wealth.
奉献给五个基金, 慈善基金会,
so we'll donate the money to 5 non-profit foundations.
我算了一下, 85% 是 374亿美金。
So I calculated it's about $3 billion.
37 billion. 那每个基金会差不多拿到7.5 billion或75亿美金。
So each foundation would get about 7.5 billion.
这是非常的慷慨大量。
So this was pretty generous.
当巴菲特先生宣布的时候。
When Mr. Buffett announced it.
他对记者说。
He told the reporters.
去天堂不只有一条路。
There's more than one way to go to heaven.
而我走的这条路是伟大之路。
He said, the way I'm traveling is the greatest.
Well,巴菲特先生。
So, Mr. Buffett.
我需要告诉你。
I need to tell you.
如果你不借着基督
if not through Jesus,
如果你不承认自己是罪人
if you do not confess you are sinner,
需要神的救恩
you need God's salvation,
你就是 把其余的15%奉献出来
even you donate the rest 15%,
你没有办法去天堂
you cannot go to heaven,
你以为是正路
you think it is the right way,
到时却是死路一条
actually it's a lead to death.
第二个例子
So the second
这种想法叫做殊途同归、啊、
They think about the old road leads to Rome
天天翻译得很好条条道路通罗马、啊、换句话说任何信仰
Any religion
只要我信得成
At least I believe honestly
Sincerely、啊、我就可以去
I can go
但是你有没有想过一个问题
But you have you thought another question?
每个宗教讲的差异这么多
All the religions have so much great differences
怎么可能每个都到神那里
How can they all go to God?
平常我们逻辑都想不通的
It's just not logical
怎么我们碰到这个神的问题我们马上可以接受这种逻辑呢
But how come when we come to God they can accept such logic?
让我举个比方
Let me give an example
假定你要旅行
Suppose you're going to travel
你对一个旅行社的人员说
You told your travel agent
你需要去意大利的罗马
You want to go to Rome in Italy
这个旅行人说
The travel agent says
他看着他电脑
To look at his computer
今天晚上6点钟
Tonight at 6 p.m.
有一班去澳洲雪梨的航班
There is a flight going to Sydney Australia.
你问说这个航班会去伦敦去罗马吗
Is this going to go to Rome?
他说不去
No.
不过上面的食物跟电影很好
Does that have a good movie and food?
你又继续问
Then you continue.
但我需要去罗马
But I want to go to Rome.
他又说
He said.
那让我建议你就试试这个 Southwest Airline 好
I suggest you try the Southwest Airline.
Okay. 南西航空公司哈你说诶南西航空公司指挥国外线的南西航空公司会飞去罗马吗
He said, Do you think in Northwest, Southwest will go to Rome?
他说不去
He said, No, it doesn't go there.
不过他们准时到达的记录很好
But they have good records for arrival on time.
你又说
Then you said,
你是说开始有点英文说 frustrated.
Now you get frustrated.
你对他说
He said to him,
我需要一个航空公司
I need one airline.
飞到一个目的地
Go to one destination
就是罗马
That's Rome
这位 agent 看起来太不高兴
Then this agent become angry too
他对你说
He tell you
先生
Said, Sir
所有的航班都去罗马的
All the airline goes to Rome
你听了会怎么样
What would you say?
你知道所有的航班不都去罗马
You know that not all airlines will go to Rome
每一个航班有它到达的目的地
Everyone has their own destination
这是一个很逻辑的结论
So this is a logical conclusion
没有任何的宗教可以说条条大路通罗马
So non-religion can say they all lead to the same place
不是每一条道路都到神那里
Not all ways will lead to God
如果去耶稣的是唯一的路
The only way is through Jesus.
其他的都是死路。
All the others lead to death.
我们看第三种例子。
The third example.
这种例子的代表性。
This represents.
我认为我有可能去。
I think I'm possible.
只是我现在还不去想这个问题。
But I'm not thinking about the question.
Jack Welch 是过去美国前任记忆公司的总裁。
Jack Welch was the former CEO of General Electricity, right?
General Electric.
General Electric.
他领导GE有二十几年的时间。
He was a leader for more than 20 years.
到他离开的时候。
When he was departing.
他们公司每年的销售额是超过160个 billion, 1600多个亿的美金。
So that's their annual amount of expenses.
是全世界最大的几间公司之一。
It's one of the greatest, biggest company in the world.
他的管理方法也被让大家认为是最好的。
So they think his way of managing is the best.
许多公司都学习他的管理方法。
Many companies learn his way to manage.
几年前，美国的电视公司 CBS.
Several years ago, the CBS company.
有一个节目。
Has a program.
叫做60分钟。
60 minutes.
主持人 Dan Rather.
Dan Rather, who is
a访问他。
Interview him.
在他就访问这位这个我们说直言无讳 outspoken 的总裁。
So he interviewed this outspoken person.
访问快结束的时候。
It got close to the end of the interview.
他问 Welch 一个问题。
He asked Mr. Welch a question.
什么是你被问的问题当中最难的一个问题？
So what's the toughest question you have ever been asked?
Welch 回答他说
So Welch answered
这个问题乃是你认为你将去天堂吗
So the question is Do you think you'll go to heaven?
Rather 问他说那你怎么回答呢
So Dan Rather asked How are you going to answer?
Welch 回答说
Welch answered
我的回答很长
So I have a long answer
但我说
But I said
虽然我已经离婚两次
Even though I've been divorced twice,
我对这件事情并不自豪
I'm not proud of it.
我也不是所有的时间都做对的事
Not only I did all the things that are right,
但是如果你关怀别人
But if you care for other people,
如果你给的很多
If you give a lot of money,
如果你成为别的人的好朋友
You become good friends for others,
如果这些都算数的话
If this all can count,
我认为我是蛮有希望的。
I think I've got a shot.
但是啊
，But
我现在不急着要去那里。
But I'm in a hurry to go there.
我也不去想这个问题。
I'm not thinking the question.
Well, 先生。
But Mr. Welch,
我需要说。
I need to say.
若不借着耶稣
，If not through Jesus,
你所做的都不算数。
All what you have done is.
并且你需要知道
you need to know,
如果除非主愿意
unless the God willing,
你才有办法继续活下去
then you can continue to live,
做这个或做那个
to do this or to do that.
我们看第四个例子
Take this four six
不借着基督想要去天堂的
there was the fourth example of going to heaven.
这种例子常常是人家病危的时候
Usually when people are at the deathbed,
就在人生尽头的时候
at the end of their life,
他才去想这个问题
then they think about it.
就好像我们在大海快要下沉的时候
as if they're about to fall,
赶快找个救生圈
they need to get a lifeboat.
我刚到美国做学生的时候
when I just came as a student,
有人介绍我看一个老电影
someone introduced me to an old movie,
1940年代的电影
So it's made in 1940.
没有彩色的。
There was no color.
里面一个很风趣的演员。
There was a very humorous actor.
叫 W.C. Field.
That's his name, W.C. Field.
他很出名。
He's very famous.
他的电影里面讲的话、行动，常常让你笑得肚子都快破了。
So the way he acts, the way he talks, gives people a lot of laugh.
他是很出名。
He is very famous.
但他对于神的想法却很少人知道。
But not many people know how he thought about God.
当他病危最后几天
When he was really the last few days of his life.
他打开一本圣经
He opened the Bible.
他的朋友看到了
His friends saw it.
很惊奇
They were surprised.
就问这个快要死的演员
So they asked the one who's dying.
你在做什么
What are you doing?
W.C. 回答
So that is the answer.
他回答的语气就像他在平常电影里面讲的语气一样。
The way he answered just like he was in a movie.
他告诉他的朋友。
He told his friend.
我在找漏洞啊。
I'm looking for some loopholes.
朋友，我在找漏洞啊。
Because I'm looking for loopholes.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
WC 忘记了。
WC forgot.
当神为我们的罪。
When God for our sins,
差遣他的独生子
sent his only begotten son,
为我们死在十字架
and died for us on the cross.
那个是人可以找到最大的漏洞
That is the only greatest loophole we can find.
也是唯一的漏洞
That's the only loophole.
没有其他的漏洞
There's no other.
若不借着我
If not through me,
没有人能到父那里去
No one can come to the Father.
我们人在信主之前
So before we become believers
是三种的情况
We are three different situations
他与神隔绝
But to isolate from God
他对真理无知
Know nothing about truth
或接受错误的真理
Or accept the false truth
他没有生命
He has no life
但耶稣说
But Jesus says
我就是道路真理和生命
So I am the way, the truthAnd the light.
这是好消息。
This is good news.
这是福音。
This is the gospel.
你接受了吗？
Have you received this?
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你留下你的话语。
You left us with your word.
就是要让我们得救。
So that we may be saved.
让我们抓住这个机会。
Let's grasp on this opportunity.
让我们不要等待。
Let's not wait.
让我们就完全的相信你。
So let us believe in you completely.
让我们就毫不怀疑的接受你。
Let us receive you without doubt.
让我们接受你做我们的救主跟生命的主。
Let us receive you to be our Lord and our Savior.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and give thanks in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.